Friday's high, maybe mid-40s, perhaps. I think we'll be in the 20s Friday night. Saturday's high only around 51, and it looks like a sunny day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is Attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills vs. Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Congresswoman Terry Sewell is doing her part to help those impacted by the partial government shutdown. She brought lunch to TSA employees at the Montgomery Regional Airport. They're among the 800,000 federal workers who are furloughed or working without pay. Governor Kay Ivey surveyed the tornado damage in Wetumpka Monday. At least 25 homes were damaged or destroyed, and two churches were heavily damaged. Cleanup efforts in the hardest-hit areas will continue today. And some Wetumpka schools will operate on a delay today. Elmore County Superintendent Richard Dennis says Wetumpka Elementary, Middle, and High schools will start at 9:30 this morning. Faculty and staff should arrive at 8. He says schools should be back on a normal schedule on Wednesday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
That's
here.
Why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the river region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the river region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
The kitchen calendar may say 2019, but if your kitchen's more like 1992, come into the Home Depot for up to 30% off appliance special buys, like a four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, now just $2,978. More than 2,000 off a Samsung fridge, gas range, microwave, and dishwasher. Better mark it on your new calendar. Up to 30% off select appliances. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through January 23rd.
Listening has the power to change us, to make us better. And the best place to listen is Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All for just $14.95 and always ad-free. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Cold temperatures that have followed a winter storm from the Midwest to the East Coast. At least 7 people were killed in the weekend storm.
Another deadly avalanche, this time in Colorado. At least one man is dead.
The TSA now says we're entering uncharted territory, that the closer we get to rent and mortgage payments due on February 1st, the more workers they expect to call in sick.
Kamala Harris revealing she's running.
I am running for president of the United States. Well, first of all, let me just say I love my country. And this is a moment in time that I feel a sense of responsibility to stand up and fight.
Kentucky teens appearing to confront and stare down Native American elder. New footage showing there were other tensions before that incident.
The refs missing a crucial pass interference penalty against the Rams. Of course, with the game tied, less than 2 minutes to go. Head coach Sean Payton now saying the NFL told him the refs, quote, blew the call.
Lindsey Vonn may have skied her final race sooner than she'd hoped.
I'm not sure if I can keep going.
She might be done, in too much pain to keep racing.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Man, that prime steak, I can't wait to have the other side of that salad. Ooh, today.
Sounds good.
It really is. I tell you, you know what I do instead? I used to go buy a bag of salad. That's stupid. Go by the Fresh Market and just pick up some salad and put some eggs and all the stuff you want on it. It was like $1.05 instead of the $3 for a bag of lettuce. Get the fixings there. Let's go to the phones and go to John. Oh, by the way, any caller, including John, can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Anything you put in it, up to $60 values from Sweet Creek Farm Market. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How are you doing today, Dan?
I am really good.
Hey, I was calling, you know, that little situation with the kid with the MAGA hat. I've noticed that, you know, every time there's a controversy with those kids and with somebody wearing a MAGA hat, it's always a kid or a woman. It's never a full-grown man or a full-size grown man or anything like that. It's always a kid, you know. And so I've made it my personal goal the very next time that I get paid to go and buy me a MAGA hat and a MAGA shirt and just go to a rally.
And go to a Trump rally?
No, go to anywhere where they're protesting.
Oh, you little troublemaker, you.
Oh, no. Well, you see, it's because they're kids, you know, and I'm a grown man, and it's like I want to see if they'll do the same thing with a grown man they will with a kid.
That's a good point. That is a very good point, because the one where that big old guy threw the drink in the guy's face at the...
Yeah, he was a kid.
Yeah, he was a young man. It wasn't a kid, but... It didn't seem to be, he wasn't very substantial, let's say.
Yeah, it just kind of, it just really gets on my nerves when they do that.
That's interesting. I haven't noticed that, but I'm going to start looking now.
Yeah, if you'll go back and notice that, like, even when Maxine Waters was starting all that mess with, you know, the girl that is the speaker for the media.
Oh, Sarah Huckabee Sanders?
Yeah, Sarah Huckabee. You know, even then, she was just, you know, I mean, it was a woman. You know, they want, I mean, I'm like, you know, grow a pair and find men.
Well, they did find Mitch McConnell one time.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's cocaine Mitch. So, I mean,
he's not the most strapping guy I've seen, but his wife got in there and mixed it up with him.
Right. You know, and I'm not saying it, you know, to try to sound like Billy Bad, you know, or anything like that. It's just, you know, my children, thank God, they were raised right, and they support, you know, Donald Trump, and they know that Trump is trying to do good.
Mm-hmm.
And it really disheartens me and bothers me that, you know, I have to worry about my children going through something like this, and you know, I'm not going to be as nice as the other people. Or the other parents when it comes to my child, you know, I mean, because, and it shouldn't be that way anyway. You know, nobody's out there practicing hate speech. Nobody's out there saying anything, you know, hateful or wrong. So, I mean, I should be able to go wherever I want to go and support who I want to support. I allow you to do it. Let me do it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a liberty. That's a right. That's a freedom.
And you know, I mean, and this is what it really boils down to. You know, you don't have to agree with me. And you don't have to like who I like. But one thing you have to do is you have to respect who is elected, who the people put in, and who the people wanted. You don't have to like everything he does, but that is your POTUS. You know, and respect him. Give him the due respect. He's done more for this country, and I researched it, and I didn't want to say it without knowing what I was talking about. I researched it, and he has done more for this country than anybody since Ronald Reagan.
Wow. That's a big statement there, Tim. Big statement.
Yes, sir. But that's just, you know, that's just my little rant for the matter with the, you know, the way they, it seems like it's always kids they're picking on, or, you know, women or elderly or something like that. And I just want to know when they're actually going to find, you know, a man to say, hey, you know, I want to see how you're going to react when I bring this to you.
Well, I'm going to keep an eye out for it, and I'll keep an eye out for you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, Dan. You have a great day.
You too. Newstone 93.1 FM. Let's stay with the chaperone here. here the Catholic school kind of rushes to judgment. This is interesting. Listen to this.
Online, the initial reaction was, look at these guys in the MAGA hats. They're yelling at this Native American Nathan Phillips, who is banging the drum. That's not true. They were simply doing school cheers. You know, as a parent, I've got to wonder how you felt about, in the initial hours after that went viral, your school and the Diocese of Covington put out a statement that said, of your boys' action, they said, this behavior is opposed to the church's teachings on the dignity and respect of the human person. The matter is being investigated, and we will take appropriate action up to and including expulsion. Why do you think the school and the diocese jumped the gun without knowing all the facts? Because that made it worse.
It did, and I don't know why they jumped to make a statement. And as a parent and as a Catholic person that has supported our diocese, I am very, very disheartened and saddened that they rushed to judgment by not supporting one of their own schools and their own people in the diocese. And I do not believe the school made that statement, the administration. I believe it was made by the diocese.
That is kind of a quick rush of judgment. Like, let's throw those little Catholic boys underneath the bus. What do you say, Father?
Well, just cowardly.
I mean, it doesn't... I don't know. I mean, first to assume that your students that got in a bus and drove probably 10 hours to Washington, D.C. to participate in a Right to Life march, those are not people that normally do things like that. That's not what you kind of get out of the deal. And this, I looked at Covington County. It's a pretty rural area. It's out there. Let's go to the phones. Go to Mike. Mike, welcome aboard today, Marcia.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good, Mike. And you?
I'm all right. I just got on the show. I was hearing the last gentleman talking. I can tell he was a little upset. But I think this is what everybody asked for. I remember when Obama got elected, and I remember everybody sitting on their hands, and, you know, the atmosphere that we have now was started maybe even before that. And it's like people keep pushing, and it's like it's no civility, you know. So just saying, people are getting what they want right now, you know. So
I don't follow you. They're getting what they want. What do you mean by that?
Well, like with the shutdown. Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of people saying, it's a great thing. I love it. But in our hearts of hearts, we know it's not a good thing. So I'm saying people are getting what they're asking for. And I think they're finding out this is not what we really want. And I think we just all went about a lot of stuff the wrong way, you know?
Well, let me tell you, let's take the juxtaposition here. The reason someone is saying that is that the lack of getting things done and the lack of paying attention to major, 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 major problems is this was the way to bring to that attention and try to do something about it. That's what I say. That's what a lot of people say. Now, you may go, this is all bad, but if you can partially resolve an immigration issue, then I think you've had a lot of good that came out of that.
And we also have short-term memories. It waxes and wanes in this country, the polarization. And, for instance, the mid to late 60s into the early 70s were terrible in terms, I mean, bombings, terrorist bombings. Yeah, Kent State. And I'm not saying we should ever go back there. 68
convention in Chicago.
But, yeah, we have to be careful. And there's a wrestling term, working yourself into a shoot, that you believe something so much that you actually end up in a real fight. And sometimes I feel like both sides work themselves into a shoot, into an actual fight.
Yeah, I listen to you guys. I listen to the show. Not, I know some people say I listen to Rachel Maddow so I can know what the enemy's doing. I listen to talk radio so I can better understand the other side.
That's good. Seek first to...
I'm serious. I'm dead serious about that.
No. That's exactly what you should be doing. Seek first to understand and then be understood. That's exactly. That's the 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. One of them.
Okay. That sounds good,
Dan. No, it does. Let me tell you what. I highly recommend that book.
Yeah.
If you want a book that will really get you focused, read The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People.
I just wrote it down. I will.
Yeah, and literally, one of the habits is seek first to understand before you're trying to be understood. And that's something I try to practice here.
Yeah, man, good deal. Well, put that knowledge on out there. But I'm going to keep listening. I'm going to keep trying to change hearts and minds. And I'm going to keep trying to understand better myself. Because if we just keep doing this, like, we can all see who's the baddest person, you know, who got the whatever, you know. But it's not going to get us anywhere, you know. Like just try to do it with your wife, you know, see how to do it.
Well, Mike, that's why...
We got to live in the same house. This is the United States. We got to live in the same house.
Yeah, well, that's why I asked the question, why do you say that, and what did you mean, so I could seek to understand you?
Okay, like I said, I've been watching politics back, like I said, Neil Bortz. When Michael Savage used to be my favorite talk radio host, so you can see where I'm coming from.
Really?
And this was like 15, 20 years ago, yes. And I'm a little older than Joey, too, so I've been in it for a while.
Okay.
And so I've been watching, I've been listening, I've been paying attention. And it's like if your party does something, we can't call it out, and vice versa. You know, it's just the hypocrisy is to a point that we're actually working against ourselves, you know, trying to, you know, I guess keep up with all this craziness, you know.
Well, when you talk about a party, somebody's party, I typically vote Republican. I have voted for some Democrats in my life, mainly because the other person on the other side of the ticket was basically, I consider them majorly corrupt. But I constantly have called out Republicans on this show nationally and statewide and some even locally.
Okay.
Mitch McConnell was one of them that I pounded pretty hard in 2016 because of the Luther Strange situation.
Okay. And I'll take it a little bit farther. When people see how then-President Obama was not allowed to get his Supreme Court pick, I knew that was going to be a problem because we keep setting these precedents, you know. It's just like how that happened, like what's going on with the shutdown. Normally, Democrats would normally fold, normally, you know. But since that, I think they've taken lessons from the Tea Party, from the Republicans, saying we're going to be mad as hell too, you know. You know, and that's where we're going. So, I don't know. I'm just a concerned citizen. That's it. A loving citizen.
There you go, Mike. Thanks for the telephone call. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. As I said, a story goes. Maybe when you broke my heart, that I had to come again. I will show you that.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual. What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. the next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Ooh, yeah, I tell you something, girl.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones here, boys and girls. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, welcome aboard.
Hey, man, I got a quick question for you.
Sure.
The government has shut down.
Yeah.
And everybody, the conservatives, are telling me that it is shut down because of the funding for the wall. They also say that 3 years ago, the Democrats were in support of building the wall, and they had agreed to budget for, you know, X billions of dollars. How come the wall wasn't built then?
You're talking about when Republicans controlled the House and the Senate?
Well, it said, the news reports that I saw said 3 years ago, 4 years ago, however long it was, that the Democrats were in support of building the wall.
Right. It went along with the amnesty, and that's why it got shot down.
Okay, so they were supporting it, but not supporting it.
Correct. They were supporting the wall, but they wanted amnesty. And then Trump said, we'll include 1.8%, 1.8 million people in there. And then the court ruled on the DACA that it was lawful. And so he withdrew that proposal, and that was the Democrats said, well, he offered something and then he pulled it back. Well, that was the reason, is because of the court ruling. And the courts have ruled, Supreme Court is not going to hear the DACA case, matter of fact.
This was before Trump, though.
Yeah.
Sean Hannity, all those that I listen to on Fox, they're telling us that, you know, we have video of saying, you know, Schumer was supporting the wall. You know, Nancy Pelosi was supporting the wall before Trump came into office. Why wasn't the wall built then?
Because they didn't have enough votes for it. Because, again, it followed along with some amnesty, and you lost the Republicans when you did that.
Okay. All right. Well, that's been so perplexing. I'm not... You know, there's a lot of chatter out there, and I just really had not, you know, seen, you know, if they were supporting the wall, and, you know, the Republicans supposedly were supporting the wall, and now all the shift because of DACA and whatnot is just kind of confusing.
Yeah, well, let me hate to break the news to you, but first of all, some of that dates back to 2006. Some of those, if you look at kind of a young Chuck Schumer and a very young Nancy Pelosi. But then when you get down to the 2009 and the 2014 time frame during the Obama administration, they were doing that as kind of a setup to try to save their butts in the election, because they were trying to, because they knew a whole bunch of conservatives wanted the wall, so they were just kind of getting in with that so they could say, well, we do too.
Okay, so they were double speaking back then.
Exactly. So, because it never came to a vote, because they didn't even get to closure. There was one bill that passed the Senate. It didn't make it in the House because it had too much amnesty in it.
Okay. All right. Well, in the meanwhile, we have a border crisis, and nothing seems like is going to get done about it. It's just a hope, wait and see, I guess, for now.
That is true, Charlie. I appreciate the telephone call. I want you to have a great day.
All right. Thanks. Be blessed.
Thank you, my friend. David, hang on for me. I want to give you plenty of running room. Damn our show. We're going to be back. Oh, I'd be remiss if I did not mention this hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors. It's a better buy at Brubaker, Prattville and Eastern Bypass location. They are selling brand new cars and trucks, and they're giving you great pricing. Go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Ricker. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. We're going to be back with David right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan. It's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. And you will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat. Call me at 279-7431.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Writing on Twitter, he's never seen Republicans so united. President Trump's urging the Senate to pass a plan to end the now month-old partial government shutdown. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley tells Fox,
by midnight tonight, if a deal is not reached, they are guaranteed to miss a second paycheck in a row. That's unacceptable. Democrats have to come to the table to work with us to fix it.
The Senate bill would fund a southern border wall and provide 3 years protection for some people here illegally.
The president took it away, and now he's saying, well, I'll give you this back temporarily.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, some Republicans oppose the Senate bill because of those protections for people here illegally. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says there's a tentative deal to end a teacher strike that started last week.
We have an agreement that will allow our teachers to go back to work on their campuses tomorrow.
Teachers are expected to vote on and approve the deal today. They've been demanding more hiring and a reduction in class size. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way. Increasing clouds today. Cool, high 54. Gusty easterly winds at 10 to 18 miles per hour today. Tonight, cloudy. Rain moves in late tonight. I'm talking about the wee hours of the morning. Overnight, low temperature 50. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, rain and maybe a few thunderstorms. Windy. Tomorrow's high around 64. Thursday, becoming mostly sunny. Windy, colder, high 48, down to 30 on Thursday night. Friday's high, maybe mid-40s, perhaps. I think we'll be in the 20s Friday night. Saturday's high, only around 51, and it looks like a sunny day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. Okay, boys and girls. Let's go to the phones and let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I was calling about the kids that were being reported as harassing the people over the weekend and about their school's response. I think maybe we're being a little hard on the school because I was visiting my folks. I didn't actually have access to cable news, so I caught a network presentation of it. And the video looked really bad. The way they presented it was these kids were harassing this elderly gentleman, and it looked like that on the video. And that was my first thought was, great, we got some, you know, nut jobs out there, and they need to be dealt with, you know, pretty tough if they're doing this. And then it turns out that, you know, they took a small snippet of a video, and the way they presented it wasn't really what it was at all. So I think, but see, when the school made their reply, they said they would investigate. So it was like, if this is true, that's why I took it when I heard what the school's response was, is if it's true, you know, we're going to be hard on these kids, but we're going to actually find out first before just, you know, expelling them.
And thank goodness they did.
But don't you agree if they had actually been the aggressors and did what they were reported done, shouldn't they have been suspended or expelled?
I do agree with that, but here's the other thing. If that was your son, for example, that did that, would you have believed the video? Or would you have said, wait a minute, that doesn't seem like my son Daniel or William?
Well, yes, if it was my son and I knew he was generally a law-abiding person, I would go and talk to him first and say, hey, we got this video out here. I need some explanation on it.
There you go. Well, and see, that's what the, you know, I think the school having more of a, you know, let's see, in the fullness of time, biblical approach, I think would have been smarter on their part. You know, kids that get in a bus and drive 10 hours to participate in a Right to Life march aren't the type of people that do what they're accused of doing. And I know that schools, particularly smaller private type schools, they know their kids. I mean, when my boys were at the Montgomery Academy, Montgomery Academy knew them. And they knew their character. In a good way, in a bad way.
I actually attended a private school when I was in high school. And you're right, they do try to know the kids. But if you're presented with some sort of a visual evidence, then that can switch. Because I know in high school, I got in real serious trouble over a photograph that I took that, because of the angle and the lighting, it had a completely different look than the reality was. And the only thing that kept me from getting in serious trouble was one of the chaperones had a body part that was identifiable in the picture that put her there at time picture was taken. And she was like, oh, yeah, I remember where that picture was taken. And what the picture here shows is nothing like what was going on at the time.
Yeah, and the other thing, why didn't the school call the chaperones? I mean, they when the schools do these type of things, they've got particular people there, and part of what they do is they, if something happens, I mean, the first thing I would have done is pick up the phone and call one of the head chaperone.
Oh, so you don't think that this is one of these cases where the media calls them up and says, what's your idea? And they're just saying, okay, here's a stock response we're going to give until we can have a chance to call them up?
Well, if that was the case, then that wouldn't be very smart. They're not very media savvy if that was the case.
Okay, so you're saying that what their response should have been is if they hadn't talked to anyone from the group to say, hey, we got to talk to them first before we give any comment.
I think that would have been smart. I think as soon as somebody had asked the question, I would say, well, let me see what happened. Let me see what happened from somebody that was there.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I was shocked when I saw the news this morning how completely different the story turned out to be.
Yeah, and we started, thank goodness for CBS. Right. CBS made a very unusual role of changing and saying it didn't really look the way it was presented, but they didn't completely let the kids off either. Now, when you look at it, and there's so much video that's out there that it's clear as a bell that the kids had nothing to do with this.
Well, and whatever party did something wrong, I'm kind of pushing back, going, why is this news? Are these important figures in American politics?
It's because it fits the narrative.
Yeah, it's just, it's not newsworthy, in my opinion.
Right. And I guess, so CBS actually did recant their story.
Well, they said, now there's more video out. We played the story yesterday. There's more video out, and they kind of went around the long about method to say there were these other people that were involved, these blacks that were there, but they didn't harp on that. But that was the beginning of the problem. Matter of
right.
fact, shall we go to the go to yesterday's clips? Let me pull this for you. This is second video offers new context to the thing. Let me play it for you.
New video reveals a more complicated view of an encounter between Kentucky high school students and a Native American elder that triggered nationwide outrage. The incident happened Friday afternoon at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington. Initial video posted on social media appeared to show the group of boys surrounding and taunting Native American activist and military veteran Nathan Phillips. But we're learning there's more to this than the first video showed. Jan Crawford is in Washington, Jan.
The students had just participated in Friday's March for Life rally, and they were waiting there near the Lincoln Memorial just as a rally for indigenous peoples was wrapping up nearby. Now, that first video, which took off online, appeared to show what people thought was the group of students instigating some kind of threatening encounter. But new video tells a different story.
This viral video of high school boys surrounding Native American activist Nathan Phillips, who stoically beat his drum, caused outrage. But a different video surfaced Sunday that showed what happened before the encounter.
You little dirty crackers, your day coming. Your day coming.
When a radical group of protesters called Black Hebrew Israelites taunted the boys for more than an hour with racist and homophobic abuse.
A bunch of child molesting.
You could hear the Black Hebrew Israelites shouting things.
Racist things at the white people.
And they were shouting people, racist things.
And the white people were shouting racist things back at the Black Hebrews.
Phillips couldn't be specific about what the boys shouted. And so far, no video evidence has emerged supporting his claims.
When I took that drum, I was hitting the drum. You know, it was a call to prayer. I'll put myself in prayer.
Okay, so that's half of the story. There's no video. And what saved this is all of the kids were doing video, and they threw all their stuff up on YouTube and on Facebook, and that tells the actual story. So let me, if you don't mind, David, let me continue with the second part of the story.
And it was Phillips who approached the boys, not as it first appeared, the other way around. He walked among the group as they appeared to chant to his drum beats. Phillips said he believed he had to do something to protect the Black Israelites group from the boys, some of whom wore Make America Great Again hats.
these students, they're starting to get this mob mentality.
And what did you see that made you think that it was a mob mentality?
Well, over 100 individuals, and all of them just hollering things out together.
A parent of one of the students told CBS News the boys were told not to engage and instead were doing high school chants. Student Nick Sandman said the boys did not shout racial epithets. Sandman was shown in the first video standing close to Phillips as Phillips continues to beat his drum. In a statement, Sandman says he never interacted with Phillips. To be honest, I was startled and confused as to why he had approached me. We'd already been yelled at by another group of protesters, and when the second group approached, I was worried that a situation was getting out of control.
Hey, back it up!
Parent Jim Wilson said he tried to defuse the situation.
They were curious of those men, so I got in between those men and the boys and pushed the boys back. Eventually, I could get 8 to 10 of the boys that knew me, and I said, we need to get out of here.
Now, school officials had issued an immediate apology and said they'll take appropriate action up to and including expulsion. That was, of course, before all the other videos emerged. Parents said students have received death threats.
It shows this real world we live in, Jan, of viral videos, right? And people jumping to conclusions without knowing the full story. I'm not saying that once we know the full story that these boys are proven to be right or the Native Americans proven to be right, but it just... The lesson learned is get the full story and take it
deep. Find out what's going on.
Right.
All the videos are disturbing on all sides. Everything I see just is very upsetting.
Restraint in the moment and restraint in reacting to the videos.
Yeah.
Now, her saying that all the videos are troublesome, I think is totally wrong. I've looked at all these videos. I've looked at a whole bunch of them, and that did not, the boys were not at fault at all.
Yeah, see, that's what kind of frustrates me about stuff like this. Is that, okay, CBS does kind of retract it, but they're still trying to present it in a negative light.
Yeah, exactly.
And the fact that, okay, now we have to retract it, but how can we retract it in the least favorable way? And I don't know why they can't just come out and say, you know what, we got it wrong, a bunch of other people got it wrong, the kids didn't do anything wrong, you know. That's why I don't understand why they can't just tell the facts and don't have to try to make things look bad because they don't have the same political.
Exactly. And the whole thing is, we don't want, and remember, the whole news world is, what did Trump do wrong today? And this is, what did a Trump supporter do wrong today? And that's why it's focused on, is because of that MAGA hat.
Yes. I believe that to be completely true. If they had not been wearing those hats, it probably would never even gone up.
Right.
On the boards, but because of that, they go, okay, we got something to talk about.
With the MAGA hats, Catholic boys school, that's kind of the trifecta for them. That's like sexist, racist, the whole shoot match.
Oh, was it a boys school? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I said all the boys.
I thought it was just a private school. Okay, so was it all boys school?
I believe so.
I'll check it out then.
Oh, okay. So, but yeah, that's. Again, you know, that just kind of, then they wonder why people are not paying attention to them. But it's sad because we need the media to tell us the truth so we can have the
right. Don't hold your breath for that one, David.
Well, I know, but I mean, it's critical. I mean, it really is critical that we have that information as a populace, that they have a big job to do and they're not doing it.
Exactly.
The journalists seem to have just gone the way of the dodo.
That is where, that's why we have the difficulties we do. If the media would just report the news and not try to basically shape it or have it as an opinion piece, we'd be fine. But you got an opinion out of that story right there.
Right.
So how did I do?
Oh, great. I hadn't heard that stuff. I didn't hear you yesterday because I was actually in North Alabama, and so I wasn't able to tune in on the radio, and I had other things going on. I could tune in on my phone, so
I
didn't realize it had been covered.
I appreciate you calling in today, my friend.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call. Have a good day.
You too. News on 93.1. Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi, Dan. You know, I happen to get lucky every once in a while when I'm traveling through in business in Montgomery. I've talked to you before. I'm from Massachusetts originally, but about this situation that you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
the one thing I would recommend to every one of your listeners right now is to go on YouTube. It's an hour and 46-minute video, the whole video. And it starts, and actually about three-quarters of the video itself is taken by a member of the Black Hebrew Israelites. And he narrates it, and is just going along with what starts off. And if you start that video off, which it's almost unbelievable to think that the Native Americans would take the side of the Black Hebrew Israelites, is that they engaged the Native Americans and start calling them heathens and all kinds of different names. And they're females that are dressed up in Native American gowns because they're having a celebration, which they had a permit to do. And you will listen to how this group started the thing off. And then you'll see it progress. And you cannot play the video on the air because of the language being used by these Black Hebrew Israelites, which I quite frankly have never heard of that group before, but I was indoctrinated to it by watching this 1 hour and 46 minute video. And I think if every one of your listeners were to start at that video at the beginning and watch it all the way through the end, the perspective is completely, totally different than the narrative that was explained on Saturday and on Sunday. Now, my point being, the reason that it got picked up is because you have AM Joy on MSNBC. You have Reverend Al Sharpton on MSNBC. CNN, which is always going to slant towards whatever narrative they have. And the big picture of the thing, while it was picked up and kind of run, obviously not only because of the Make America Great Again hat, but the fact that you had a march that by the Women's March that was taken down a few notches because of their anti-Semitic connection. Mm-hmm. So their feelings were hurt anyways. Their narrative was already on the way out. It was a way of being able to strike up back after Christians that are on a pro-life march.
Now, I have not seen the video from the perspective of the blacks over there. I've seen a whole bunch of videos that were the kids' videos.
Well, and I know the video you're talking about, John. There's been a lot of good reporting based off of it, and it's very revealing, like you suggest.
Right, but if your listeners, and this is how I looked it up, Native American Catholic Students Washington March, it'll come up, and it's the one that is 1 hour and 46 minutes long. If you would watch that like I did, I can't even imagine I would watch something like that for an hour and 46 minutes, but because on social media, from relatives of mine that happened to let me know over the weekend what was going on, that they actually were infighting amongst Catholics themselves, saying, this is killing our church, this is doing this, doing that. And of course, until I saw the video, I kind of leaned towards that way too. I was thinking, hey, what the heck could have happened, until I watched it and then realized, this is just another way of the, I'm going to say this, and I'm from that area, for the liberals up north to be able to chop down conservative Christian values. I'm going to say north or south, I'll say everywhere, because every time they get a crack at being able to take particularly our Catholic Church down, or any Christian for that matter down, they will jump all over you like a bunch of jackals in the desert. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. And we say that on the show all the time. John, I appreciate the telephone call. Where are you driving to?
I'm driving back to Atlanta right now.
Okay, you drive safe. I appreciate you calling in to us.
Thank you, Dan. Have a nice day.
You too. Have a safe trip. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly, then take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where we're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday. Joe, if you can show me out, show me those clips again, please. So strange. Every time I speak your name. So we still have one committing Catholic...
About the threats, I believe.
Yeah, this is the chaperone again. We're going to be talking about the threats that happened. You heard in the report that we opened the show up with that the school is closed today. And also their website is down, too.
Now that we know all the facts, you know, we're all parents. So many people watching are parents. I'm sure it was really difficult to know that you're there for the right of children that can't voice, that don't have a voice, and you're there for that march, and you're growing Christian children, and you're working really hard to pay for private education, paying your taxes, and then people come up to young kids and they shout these insults at them. That has to be so hard. And then to see how the media didn't tell the full story, and then the diocese releases this statement, how's Nick doing? How are all the other parents doing? The school had to be canceled today because all the parents there are so terribly worried that someone's going to show up and do something to one of their children. I mean, I understand as a mom, I wouldn't send my kid to school today either. How are you dealing with all of this?
Well, it's scary. My son works. I've been nervous to have him even go to his job because I don't know who's out there and what they're doing. And my husband was going to follow my son to school this morning because we just don't know what the volatility of the situation is with these people that react and they don't know the full story. And right. It's very scary. Well, and it's just, go ahead.
Sorry about the satellite delay. Real quickly, we've read some stories that perhaps the students are and their families are considering legal action given all the wrong information online. Is that true?
I have not spoken to anyone specifically about that, or no one has, you know, told me anything specifically. I've heard rumors of that, but I do not have any firsthand information about that.
Yeah, you don't make mad a Catholic organization that feels that there's a religious component to it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that from several well-known Catholics in town.
Yeah.
They take that very, very serious. Jack. I mean, and they should. They should.
Right.
Because there is a, I think there is a built-in bias. That's there. Let's do this. Let me, how much time? We got plenty of time here. I could go cook a steak during this time. America's Newsroom did a piece in the White House on BuzzFeed and talking about Rudy.
And now back to that controversial BuzzFeed report. You know, Rudy Giuliani now saying the Trump legal team did speak with special counsel's office about that story and agreed that, yes, it was inaccurate. A ranking House Intelligence Committee member, Republican Devin Nunes, sounding off about all this and the media frenzy.
BuzzFeed, along with dozens and dozens of actors of news media people, have staked their entire careers on this Russian gambit. And yeah. So they are desperate. So every week we have something new, something comes up that this is the end all be all. And it just so happens that last week BuzzFeed, you know, I think was looking for a Hail Mary pass and it just didn't work.
And Kevin Cork is live on the North Lawn at the White House, where he always is. Kevin, I mean, is it fair to say this morning that Rudy Giuliani really has some explaining to do? I mean, with the timeline he laid out and claimed about the president's conversations with Michael Cohen that he then said was hypothetical and dealing with the Mueller team.
Yeah, spot on. And listen, let me just call it this. This is modified message management. But in a town and in a subject, Eric, that really requires message discipline, I think it's fair to say this is an unnecessary distraction for the president's legal team, to say the least. Still, understand how we get to a situation like this. The president's attorney has been in touch with the Mueller team, trying to clear up those loose ends on statements that he's made about the president's conversations with his former fixer, Michael Cohen. Giuliani, as you know, Eric, is a very strong defender of his client, but when it comes to the Mueller probe, he has on occasion had to clarify or walk back comments because it's clear to know this. Any missteps could, at least in theory, be used against his client. The latest clarification having to do with those conversations, he said this: President Trump had several conversations with Michael Cohen about Trump Tower proposal. Cohen said the effort ended in January 2016. As far as the president knows, it ended then. But Giuliani also added that the president couldn't say definitively when it ended because he didn't know. He later said this, an answer that the president gave to Robert Mueller regarding the Trump Tower project doesn't say when it ended, again, because we didn't know when it ended. He added that the scope of the questions that Mueller's team wanted answers to went to the end of 2016, but that doesn't mean the Trump Tower proposal goes until then. Again, this is very important because it speaks to the idea that you don't want inconsistencies in what you're saying publicly and what was said perhaps under oath or in answer to questions given by the Mueller team. It is also important to point out, Eric, this project never went forward.
The America's Newsroom feature on Fox and Fox News is getting better. They really do a good job. Where it's more of the coffee talk type thing and Fox and Friends, these guys really get in there and get it together.
Yeah, I think it's more of a straight news show. The Fox and Friends, sometimes they get into serious stuff. It's more, you know, your morning gaga kind of sunshining. Yeah, here's some recipes.
It's hard to get Brian Kilmeade and
I can't
and company.
Him.
I know. Has he accepted your offer yet?
No.
But you put it out there for him, right?
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to work on that knee, Brian. Just you and me in the squared circle.
I like that. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back with the final hour after our top of the hour break.
Show.